Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of The Bullies, Charades, Baloney, and Happier Endings. If you watch enough movies, you'll learn quickly enough that when humans aren't in the room, animals will talk to one another. We even see their lips move, and they have incredible personalities. Some dance. It shouldn't surprise us that kids can hear them, very occasionally sensitive adults. However, to the uninitiated, dogs sound like this. But for those who really listen, there's more going on than meets the ear. I try diversifying your financial portfolio. Oh, sorry, ma'am. You have my deepest sympathy. Well, on the day of our story, five friends meet under the cover of darkness at Frank's, an abandoned restaurant in the city. Meet Babushka. She's a no-nonsense bulldog and she knows how to handle herself.
Anyone in here?
Then there's Hobart, who may not be much to look at, but he's got a great personality and a penchant for sweet tea.
In the back room, Babushka.
Hobart, great to see you. Where's everyone else?
I should be here soon.
Harley is the happy-go-lucky one of the bunch.
Did someone call?
Harley, welcome.
And now, arriving in a splendid gem-encrusted collar, is the ever-fashionable Mamie.
Hello, everyone.
Then, of course, there is Boaz. He's one of those kinds of dogs that believes that the glass is neither half full or half empty. He simply thinks the water has been poisoned.
Woo-hoo. I'm here, too. Not that anyone cares.
You're probably right.
Hobart, you're incorrigible.
If that means he drinks out of a toilet, then I agree.
That wasn't funny the last time you said it, Harley.
Light-hearted banter was common for the five when they met at Frank's restaurant.
Did you hear something?
It's probably the dog catcher again. Just what I need. Another night in lockup with the cats at the animal shelter. Cats are evil.
With Boaz, raining on the parade was part of his job description.
Great. Now I have a job.
As it turns out, Babushka brought a bag of kibble and a package of soy-based hot dogs.
That settles it. I'm ordering Chinese.
He loves to slurp.
I do love a good slurp every once in a while. Drippy chin, extra drool. Love it.
Harley, Mamie, Hobart, Babushka, and Boaz were all bulldogs. They stuck together because most other dogs wouldn't have anything to do with them.
I can't blame them. Have you looked at my teeth lately? And the wrinkles? Don't even get me started.
Well, if this voice is going to keep talking right in the middle of things, should we give him a name?
You can call me Ollie.
Is that your name?
Well, no.
Well, then please be quiet. We bullies are talking.
Right. So sorry.
Quite all right, dear. You're just frustrating us a bit since we can't see you. Now, where was I?
He needs a name.
May I? I do have my hand raised.
Should I bite him?
Hard to bite what you can't see.
Most people call me the narrator.
Now that is a stupid name.
How about storyteller? Minstrel?
Did he just call me a mongrel?
Bard?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Annoying is a good name.
Personally, I like the name Fuzzy.
Ooh, Fuzzy it is.
What do you do besides annoy innocent animals?
Well, you see, I deliver omniscient narratives.
Does Omni Center preservatives contain meat?
Omniscient narratives. That's a fancy way of saying I know everything that you've done, are doing, and will do. And I'm willing to talk about it.
Fuzzy's creeping me out.
For instance, Boaz is thinking about sleeping on his master's bed while his master is forced to sleep outside.
Get out of my head!
And I know that Mamie has a secret crush on Yanni the Yodeling Yorkie.
Yappin' Yanni! Oh, I'm sorry.
Yodeling Yanni.
Yorkie!
Yorkie.
Yikes.
Ooh, is it hot in here or is it just me?
Just you.
Omniscient narrative. It's what I do best.
It's like he's some kind of invisible psychic poodle.
So, can I get on with the story?
By all means, Fuzzy McNarrator Pants.
For as long as anyone could remember, these bulldogs have stuck together. From the time when Hobart got a thorn in his paw when he was just a puppy.
Anyway, that really smart.
To the time when Babushka wore her first tutu.
Look at me. I'm a princess.
Ooh.
Any other cute comments?
I think I need a Band-Aid.
And a facial tissue.
Possibly some crutches.
And in-home nursing care.
We'll just be over here, thinking about what we've done wrong.
And every Saturday, these muscle-bound pets make their way to Frank's restaurant to catch up on life, enjoy a meal together, then play a little Go Fish, Tiddlywinks, and Charades. Always in that order. This was Saturday night for a bully.
That's the thing, Fuzzy. Most people think of us as bullies.
But we wouldn't hurt a flea.
Speak for yourself. I hate those guys.
I bite fleas with extreme prejudice.
I'd say we're protective, but we're sort of like s'mores.
Crusty on the outside and gooey on the inside.
Does he realize he's embarrassing himself?
Don't listen to him. He's still recovering.
Okay, then. Since I control the story, I'm going to rein things in a bit. Here's what I need you to do. First, eat your food.
Ow!
Now, play your games.
Go fish.
Lucky shot, Babushka.
You're a dead chicken or a hotel keycard? I just can't be sure. Oh, never mind. He's asleep.
Harley was never very good at charades. After the meal and games, the five friends sat back to remember one unusual day at the park. One day, Boaz and his owner Lucy were enjoying some time in the afternoon sun.
Catch the frisbee, Boaz.
Hey, I suppose you thought that was funny? I am not wearing protective headgear here.
Oh, I'm so sorry, my pretty puppy. You're a good dog. Yes, you are.
I wish people understood how annoying they can sound. But Lucy is my kind of people.
Hey, look. It's Boaz. Let's go, guys.
Let's race! I'll beat ya!
Oh, whoa. That's enough for me. Let's walk.
Good idea.
I'm ready for a nap.
You guys look like bow-legged bowling balls. Seriously, have a run like that again. I'm gonna have nightmares.
Are you saying that you run better than we do?
Probably not, but that's why I have a strict no-run policy. I might saunter, sashay, or even hustle in a moderately amusing way, but never run.
Oh, and I thought you were just lazy.
The bulldogs spent the afternoon watching other dogs play.
We've always been happy living vicariously through the actions of terriers, poodles, and other high-strung canines.
It was at that very moment Harley noticed a man of shady disposition sneaking into the woods just north of the park.
Hey! I just noticed a man of shady disposition sneaking into the woods just north of the park.
So we've heard.
Should we investigate?
Did he have a frisbee? If so, I'm out. I think I might have a concussion. I have a delicate bone structure.
No frisbee, just the smell of sun-ripened bologna.
Never mind, I'm in.
The five friends walked in their own sauntering style that resembled Frankenstein's first waltz.
Oh, sounds graceful.
Then they crawled into the underbrush.
You've got to be kidding.
Then they crawled into the underbrush.
Hey, Fuzzy, Maybe you missed the fact that we're tired from all that running?
At that very moment, the bullies spotted the man placing a satchel in the hollow of a tree.
Nobody will find it here. I'll come back for it later. Exit stage left.
What do you think is in that thing?
Please let it be baloney! Please let it be baloney! Please let it be baloney!
We'll never be that lucky.
It smells so good, I can't stand it.
It's probably rotten.
I had a dream I was a chunk of moldy cheese, and I woke up gnawing on my leg. Face it, I'm just not that picky.
It might also explain why you don't have a girlfriend.
The man exited the scene as quietly as he could, leaving the five saddened as the smell of baloney departed with him.
If that's a cologne, I gotta get me some!
Don't torture yourself. It would just make you hungry and further reduce your dating potential.
Not to mention it might bring some unwanted attention from animals even less discerning than you.
Well, he's gone. I'm going to go take a look.
We'll probably all fall into a pit and be exported to Finland, where we'll be forced to perform tricks for a European circus.
What?
That doesn't even make sense.
Ooh! What about if the CIA took us and trained us to be super spies?
That's about as likely as a tree limb falling at this very moment. Did not see that coming.
Did you see that? Woohoo! I'm going to be CIA!
Come on, Super Sleuth.
The entourage made their way to the tree. Mamie was the smallest, so she crawled into the hole in the tree to the best of her ability, and after a few tries, she retrieved the satchel.
Hey, Fuzzy, can we just call it a bag? I don't know what a satchel is, but it sounds like another one of your graceful dances.
Hey! It still smells a little like baloney.
Sadly, there was no baloney in the bag.
Don't you ever have any good news?
In fact, the only thing the dogs found were small stacks of paper.
Not even worth chewing.
Well, let's take this back to our people.
That was easier said than done. When your legs are short and you have to carry an ungainly satchel in your mouth, there's a lot of tripping going on.
I sure hope this is worth it.
I doubt it. Oh, look, a cookie. Hey, watch where you're going. I'm sauntering here.
The shoulder bag contained money stolen by the lunch meat thug, who would come to be known as Baloney Joe.
Baloney Joseph to my mother.
He always seemed like such a nice kid. You know, when he wasn't robbing and stuff.
And I'd have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't have been for those meddling dogs and my addiction to low-quality meat products.
And the bullies got their picture in the paper.
I think I've gone blind.
While the bank got their money back.
It was the right thing to do.
In the end, our five heroes got a single doggy biscuit from the bank as a reward.
Cheapskates. They were even vegetarian biscuits. I thought I made it very clear I'm a meatitarian.
Perhaps it's not important whether the five had a happy ending. After all, it was the friendship and the satisfaction of doing the right thing that meant the most.
Although a happy ending might make up for the disappointing dog biscuits.
I agree with Harley. I always love a happy ending.
Okay, then. Happy ending it is. Babushka opened a manicure shop on the east side and catered to only the finest canine clientele needs.
Remember, tips are accepted. Come back again. And by tips, I don't mean nail clippings. Bye-bye now.
Harley was hired to investigate rotting meat imported from overseas.
It's like an international all-you-can-eat buffet!
Hobart was also enlisted as a CIA canine spy.
The name's Bully. Hobart Bully.
Mamie got married to Yanni the Yodeling Yorkie and made a name for herself by writing stories about her experiences as a bully.
Yodeling, yodeling, yodeling.
This is a happy ending.
Seriously? Yanni's a Yorkie, and he yodels.
Boaz recovered from his frisbee incident and discovered a change in personality. Happy endings are never really happy, because then it's all over.
Okay, I'll play along. Oh look, a beautiful butterfly and a partially eaten package of snack cakes. Yum.
And last but not least, Lucy and Baloney Joe find true love in each other.
You're cute, but kind of smell funny.
You'll wait for me, won't you, baby?
No matter how long it takes, Joe.
I'm feeling a little nauseous.
It was probably the biscuit.
Okay, so happy endings aren't always true endings, but the bullies recognize their own bits of peculiarity and yet learned to love and accept each other. They worked together to solve a robbery and helped Boaz learn the finer points of charades. They were comfortable in their own ample supply of skin and never once bothered to lament the fact that none of their parents could afford braces. The life they lived did lead to happier endings. Not because of success or fame, but because, above all, they had each other. And perhaps that's the happiest of endings.
That was beautiful. Not really. Actually, my first response is what's called acting.
Hey, Babushka! Why don't you ever text me?
Does it look like I have opposable thumbs?
Well, what do you know? I never noticed that.
I don't even have any regular thumbs. And I have to walk on my hands. See, no such thing as a happy ending.
You've been listening to The Bullies, Charades, Baloney, and Happier Endings. We'd like to thank our cast. Jack McQuillan as the narrator. Marie Copan as Babushka. Glenn Haskell as Hobart. Katie Deinert as Harley and Lucy. Natalie Stanfield Thomas as Mamie. Tom Chalker as Boaz. And Scott Fortney as Baloney Joe. The Bullies, Charades, Baloney, and Happier Endings was written by Glenn Haskell and produced by Glenn Haskell and Mike Murphy. Executive producer, Captain John Tadrzak. Music for this story was composed and performed under license from Bob's Music Cafe. Mixer, Russell Gold. Script editor, Cheryl Collins. Webmaster, April Sadowski. Art director, Stephen Sash Scott. The Bullies, dedicated to Gail Haskell and the many bullies that have made their home with her. The same bullies that went on to become as much a family member as any blood relative. Special thanks to Mike Murphy for expert direction in this first episode. Captain John Tadrzak for believing the idea and giving it a platform. Also extend a thanks to family, friends, and voice actors who supported this project. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Jack McQuillan. This is an original production by Misfits Audio. Copyright 2012. All rights reserved.
We'll probably all fall into a pit and be exported to Finland, where we'll be... We'll start that all over again.
Oh, that's not it. Line... It's hard to bite when you gotta pee.
The man exited the scene as quickly as he could, as quietly as he could. Probably quickly, too.
My name ain't nothing but Fido. Plain old Fido. P-H-Y-D-O-U-X, Fido.
What is my blasted line?
I don't even have any regular thumbs. And I have to walk on my hands. See? No shot, yeah.
Oh, my
bunches of corn pudding. Enough for me, I'd say we need to walk from here.
She retrieved the satchel. The satchel. She retrieved the satchel. Ha ha. Good on you, Mimi.
Here it goes. It was a dark and stormy night. And that's about it. I don't know where to go from there.
Bologna Joseph to my mother.
Uh-oh, I snorted. Can I retake that line, please?